Just kind of, you know, and that will get the circulation in the right place. That's, now, doesn't that feel better? Feel the blood going down? You know it. Okay, now down slow. Cousin Thelma, before I start to sing, I want to compliment you on having our wonderful friend from Big Cypress, Josie Billy, up here. You know, last year was the first year we hadn't had one of the folks from Big Cypress with us, and you remember how the rain poured down. Well, now that we have Josie Billy with us, why don't he stand up and everybody say hello to the fine old gentleman? Come on, Josie Billy. From Big Cypress Swamp. Thank you so much. And I'm sure now that we have him here, we won't have any rain tomorrow or the next day. Now, one other thing, Cousin Thelma, before I sing my song, can I tell you a story? You know, I listen to people complain and gripe and all the time. They always got troubles. And the other day I met a friend of mine, and he said, and I was complaining about my troubles, and he said, friend, he said, you think I got troubles. You got troubles. Let me tell you about my troubles. This was a young man, Cousin Thelma. He said, I just came back from a place called Viet Nien. And he says, over there is men who is mad at me. And he said, I was standing over there and they had guns. And they were shooting at me, intending to do me harm and maybe kill me. He said, I didn't like that one bit. He said, big airplanes going overhead, boom, like this, dropping bombs, all wanting to kill me. And he said, there I was. I never had so much trouble in my life. He said, all of a sudden, the sergeant said, came by, and he said, it's mail call. He said, who can bother with mail at a time like this? Guns going boom, 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 boom. He want to go scooty-dooty-doo out of the way, you know? And he said, so he gave me this letter. And I stand there wiping the blood of one of my friends off of me. And he said, I opened this letter. And it were from the Beneficial Finance Company. You know how this letter started? It said, we is going to make trouble for you. Now, you've listened to some wonderful music tonight. How about y'all getting in on this? This is one of those simple things where you just repeat after me. Now, when I'm on my journey, don't you weep after me. When I'm on my journey, don't you weep after me. When I'm on my journey, don't you weep after me. I don't want you to weep after me. Got it. When I'm on my journey, don't you weep after me. When I'm on my journey, don't you weep after me. When I'm on my journey, don't you weep after me. I don't want you to weep after me. I want to hear it now. When I'm on my journey, don't you weep after me. When I'm on my journey, don't you weep after me. When I'm on my journey, don't you weep after me. I don't want you to weep after me. Just listen to the first line, you got it.
I'm a looking for a city. Don't you weep after me. I'm looking for a city. Don't you weep after me. I'm hunting for that city. Don't you weep after me. I don't want you to weep after me.
Let's hear it.
When I'm on my journey, don't you weep after me. When I'm on my journey, don't you. When I'm on my journey, don't you weep after me. I don't want you to weep after me. You can come with me, brother, don't you weep after me. If you can't come with me, brother, don't you weep after me. You can't come with me, brother, don't you weep after me. I don't want you to weep after me.
Let's hear it.
When I'm on my journey, don't you weep after me. When I'm on my journey, don't you weep after me. When I'm on my journey, don't you weep after me. I don't want you to weep after me.
One more time.
When I'm on my journey, don't you weep after me. When I'm on my journey, don't you weep after me. When I'm on my journey, don't you weep after me. I don't want you to weep after me.
Yo!
You know, it's fun to be part of a folk festival because sometimes you get to go to other folk festivals. And once I went up to Alabama, to Fairhope, and I saw some wonderful sights. And probably the most wonderful sight I saw was the dancing of the English country dancers at the School of Organic Education, who have been directed for many years by Mrs. Piney Gaston. And they've been promising me that they'd come to the Florida Folk Festival. Well, sir, they're here tonight, and they are ready to go on, and it is with great joy and pleasure and pride that I present the best English country dancers in the whole United States here tonight. And they're going to do three numbers, the round, English country long ways dance, Newcastle, and Confess. I give you the English country dancers from the School of Organic Education, Fairhope, Alabama.
And nothing is as I would wish it to be. nothing that pays for the time you waste on it. There's nothing that lasts us but trouble and dirt. Oh, life
is a toil and love is a trouble. Beauty will fade and riches will flee. Pleasures they dwindle and prices they double. And nothing is as I would wish it to be.
In March it is mud, it is slush. In December the midsummer breezes are loaded with dust. In fall the leaves litter in muddy September. The wallpaper rots and the candlesticks rust.
Oh, life is a toil and love is a trouble. Beauty will fade and riches will flee. Pleasures they dwindle and prices they double. And nothing is as I would wish it to be.
There are worms in the cherries and slugs on the roses and ants in the sugar and mice in the pies. The rubbish of spiders no more disposes and ravaging roaches and damaging flies.
Oh, life is a toil and love is a trouble. Beauty will fade and riches will flee. Pleasures they dwindle and prices they double. And nothing is as I would wish it to be.
Last night in my dreams I was stationed forever on a small little rock in the midst of the sea. My one chance of life was a ceaseless endeavor to sweep off the waves as they swept over me.
Oh, life is a toil and love is a trouble. Beauty will fade and riches will flee. Pleasures they dwindle and prices they double. And nothing is as I would wish it to be.
Alas, 'twas no dream ahead I behold it. I see I am helpless, my fate to avert. She lay down her broom, her apron she folded. She lay down and died and was buried in dirt.
Oh, life is a toil and love is a trouble. Beauty will fade and riches will flee. Pleasures they dwindle and prices they double. And nothing is as I would wish it to be.
You passed the test. Don't you think they passed the test? And we'll be hearing from them tomorrow. Now, I wonder where Gamble Rogers is. Gamble, won't you please come forward? Please come. Where are you? I hear him. Gamble Rogers from Winter Park.
Well, I'll confess we were practicing. I got my breath. I had to run up here. Well, I'd like to do a kind of a funny song tonight. This afternoon, I did two biblical stories, and I'd like to do a biblical story tonight, although it's a tongue-in-cheek one. It's all about the strongest man who ever lived. His name was Samson, and here's the way his story goes. Well, 'twas in the land of Palestine, or so the story stayed. Young Samson met all comers and beat any man his weight. Well, he swung a mean and a wicked right, and he never missed a chance to fight. Although at Gaza one dark night, they say he got the gate. Now Delilah was the loveliest of all the local vamps, and on young Samson's form she cast her large alluring lance. Well, I love a manly man, she'd say. Her line was clever for her day, till Samson fell the same old way as many other champs. Don't think that I am inquisitive, she said, you've got me wrong. But tell your own Delilah, Sam, what makes you big and strong? Said he, my strength is in my hair, I've never seen that barber's chair. No man can lick me while I wear my hair and mustache long. Look out, Sam. Delilah's getting her shears out right now, I can hear her. So late that night, Delilah did a most artistic job. I really hate to trim the sky, she murmured with a sob. She started with an oil shampoo and clipped his beard and his mustache too, and his curly locks she gave a new and fashionable bob. Next morning, Sam awoke and found he'd scarcely strength to rise. That dame has pulled a dirty trick, he said in some surprise. Well, I'm off these Oriental queens, and I must cut out these bedroom scenes. Just then and dashed the Philistines and burned out both his eyes. Old Samson. Well, then they dragged him to their temple where they bound him fast in chains. And all the local boys dropped in and all the local Janes. Why don't you curl your hair a bit, they said, and put a wave in it. Those natives had a facetious wit and somewhat sound brains. Well, then Samson grabbed the pillars of the temple on each side. And with a mighty shove, he sent the columns flying wide. Well, the roof come tumbling on his head, and the Philistines were all knocked dead. Well, that brought down the house, he said, and turned around and died. Oh, boy. I still haven't gotten my breath yet, and I know Cousin Thelma will forgive me now if I spring something on her. Let's give Cousin Thelma a big hand. A great lady. This afternoon, I introduced a good friend of mine from Winter Park, Florida, Slade Cluett, and I get two songs, and I'd like him to play with me on the second one. This is what we were practicing on, and this is what occasioned my entrance at a dead run. This is Slade Cluett, student at Rollins, a gentleman, friend of mine. This is a song of chase or pursuit. It's a southern song. It's a song of the chain gang. And you could almost say that it symbolizes the chain gang figure who's forever just one footstep ahead of the bloodhound. So lost John running. Here he goes again. Well, the ugliest fella that I ever seen was long lost John from Bowling Green. No hat on his head, no shoes on his feet, begging the women for his bread and meat. Now a woman said, John, now what can you eat? 49 drinks and a ham of meat. I'm long gone, Lord, I'm long gone. Well, I'm long gone from Bowling Green. Well, now come on, John, get along, boy. Yeah, come on. That's it. Here's what happened now. Well, lost John standing by a railroad track, just waiting for a freight train to come back. Well, along come a train just skipping and a flying. He missed the cow catcher, but he caught the blind. He was long gone, had to get along. He was long gone from Bowling Green. Well, now lost John stepped in a woman's house, and he crept right in just quiet as a mouse. And a woman said, John, now have a chair, I'm gonna send the porter for a bucket of beer. Never mind your porter and never mind your beer, cause the hound's on my trail and I can't stay here. I'm long gone, happy to get along. Well, I'm long gone from Bowling Green. Mm-hmm. fellow that I ever seen was long lost John from Bowling Green. His mouth was yellow and his gums was blue. Great Lord of mercy, keep the fella in view. He's long gone, have to get along. He's long gone from Bowling Green.
Thank you very much.
One more.
Slade left his picks back there where we were practicing. I'm going to let Slade one and play one, and I'm going to back him up.
This is a simple tune. It's called Dust Pneumonia Blues. I had a cold all week, and this is my excuse, you know. In the Dust Bowl times, everybody got so much dust in them that they couldn't sing a song with the beans. Sounds like Dust
Pneumonia. I got that Dust Pneumonia in my lungs. Got that dust moaning in my lungs, and I'm gonna sing this dust pneumonia song. Well, went to the doctor, and the doctor said, my son. I went to the doctor, and the doctor said, my son, you got that dust pneumonia. You ain't got long, not long. Well, down in Texas, my good girl fainting in the rain. Down in Texas, my good girl fainted in the rain.
Tell them about it.
You know, I throwed a bucket of dirt in her face just to bring her back again.
Somebody from Texas.
Well, out in Oklahoma, wind blows mighty strong. Out in Oklahoma, the wind blows mighty strong. If you want to get your girlfriend, you got to sing a California song. Thank you very much. Well, Cousin Thelma just entrusted us with a happy task of getting you folks to join us in a song. So, one of the greatest figures in folk music certainly is Hughie Leadbetter, better known as Leadbelly. And one of the fine old songs that he sang, which I think all of you will know, is Goodnight Irene. And I think it would be fitting if we omitted some of the racy verses which have become appended to this song and sing the nice ones and end things this evening on a good night note with the song.
I'm going to interject that after we finish here, the singers are invited. Well, the singers and the dancers are invited to join us over at the Woman's Club for a little more singing and a little more dancing, if you like.
I'll sing the chorus first, and you can come in on that, and then we'll really zero in on the first verse. Irene, good night. Now I don't hear any voices at all. Irene, good night. That's good. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams. Last Saturday night I got married. Me and my gal settled down. Must be more married folks than that. Now me and my wife are parted. I'm gonna take another stroll downtown. Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Irene, good night. Good night. I'll see you in my dream. Sometimes I live in the country. Sometimes I live in the town. And sometimes I have a great notion to jump in the river and drown. Everybody now. Irene, good night, Irene. Good Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dream. Stop your rambling. Stop your gambling. Stop staying out late at night. Go home to your wife and your family. Sit down by the fireside bright. Close it out now nice and soft. Irene, good night, Irene. Irene, good night. Good night, Irene. Good night, Irene. I'll see you in my dreams. Thank you very much, and a good night to you.
Good night, and we'll see you at 10 o'clock in the morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My goodness, the sun is high and hot, and isn't it fine? Don't say a word about last year. Let's be thankful for every freckle and every blister we get today. And it's going to be like this all day long, and we have a wonderful show. Here's the big band musicians from up Tallahassee way, ready to set the pace for the morning program. Thank you.
big old howdy and a special welcome to you, friends and neighbors. We're glad to see a lot of you out here so early in the morning. I'm telling you now, you all look so pretty to me. You just can't overdo that bread-making hand, you know. When you clap your hand like that, for a hillbilly, it's just like making love to one of these Lake City or Live Oak girls. You just can't overdo it. But we love it. We can't eat it, but we love it just the same. Right now, we're going to call a bunch around. They're going to do Jesse James. Get you a great big drink and get feeling real good. I'm not talking about Orange Crush or Coca-Cola. I'm talking about Mountain Dew, fellas. How about us doing that? Now, there's no holler tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Wait, you go around. Back up in for the good old mountain.
Oh, we call it the good mountain. And the last review there of you.
How
the good mountain will you
feel out of
my good review. Oh, mountain view.
Big
rock.
Now, my got him a steel where he made that old Mountain Dew. And he said, you'll find when you sell him a pint of a good old Mountain Dew. Oh,
oh, it's that old Mountain Dew.
I'll
give him a fill of my cup of a good old Mountain Dew.
just like to say one word about that good old Mountain Dew. You know, everything is all right in its place, but the place for Mountain Dew is not at a Florida Folk Festival, and I don't want to see anybody drinking anything stronger than Coca-Cola and soda pop. Maybe a cup of coffee and Swanee River water. Our folk festival wouldn't be complete without our beautiful genie of 1965, Joyce Graham. Isn't she pretty? Isn't she just as talented as she is pretty? Yeah. You know, every February we elect a young Florida singer, Jeannie. She's judged by, the girls are judged by out-of-state adjudicators. And the winner is given $1,000 to continue her music education or to help with her music education. And four Jeannie Maids are given $200 scholarships. And if you know of any girls, talented girls, who would like to take part, let them write to us or let them contact the Federated Music Club in their town. And if you don't have a Federated Music Club in your town, organize one federated so that you may have a representative in the most glamorous occasion that we have here at Stephen Foster Memorial. Thank you so much, Joyce. I hope everybody will want to take your picture. Now, for some little time, we've been trying to add some Alabama talent, some special Alabama talent, to our Florida Folk Festival. And after striving and finagling, we finally managed it. And we have here with us the English country dancers from the School of Organic Education, Fairhope, Alabama, with Piney Gaston as their teacher and leader. Welcome them. Beautiful dancing than that. At the Organic School of Education, the children begin in the first grade in the primer class of the dancing. And I think it shows, doesn't it? Let's give them another hand. I've been working real hard to get them to come to the Folk Festival. And I've been working very hard to bring another great Floridian, great folklorist, and by goodness, dreams do come true. He's sitting right here, and I'm going to introduce him. He's brought up a model engine, an old-time steam engine that he constructed himself. And it's out here, and you all going to have the time of your life betwixt and between seeing it. There's nothing much about Florida that he doesn't know. So I'm honored to present first my friend and your friend, Frog Smith. Come on around here, Frog, and say howdy to the folks.
Folks, I'm glad to be here this morning, and I'm not much of a speaker, but I'm glad of her confidence in me anyway. And if I was going to make a speech, in order to make a speech, you're supposed to start with a political joke, but I didn't know anything about politics, even when I was young, and I know less now than I ever knew. So I just have to depend on her, but I'm glad to meet you and bye.